As the sun rises in the east, you're filled with awe at our Creator and of the many wonders He has made. What an opportunity we're given to explore the outdoors with others, building relationships with them that will last an eternity. Join us now as we explore the numerous ways to use time on the trail to adventure to bring others into a relationship with the one who spoke the creation into existence. Here now is Jerry Calouette, the host of God's Great Outdoors.
All right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're here in Ontario, Canada. We're at Rushing Wind, this retreat center, an opportunity for my wife, Cindy, who shares in special music, and myself getting to greet and be with Arnie and Dee Wolf as they are doing the operation of some men's retreats, couples retreats, a number of different things that we've partnered with them on in the hopes of seeing men, women, and children come into the kingdom. They're all about reconciling men with God. Right now, I'm with a couple that have not been on the program before, but most certainly, I think you're going to enjoy what they have to say. And first of all, we're with Len Marcotte. Len, welcome to God's Great Outdoors.
Oh, thank you, Jerry.
And with him is his lovely wife, Gail. Welcome to God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And it's an opportunity that we enjoy being here with you.
Well, certainly I'm not the only one here. And being with your son and your daughter-in-law, I know, is probably a blessing as well. That's a little bit of the story of Rushing Wind. And Len, you got off of the airplane because this is a flying adventure, these beautiful silver beach craft. And I'm sitting there on one of the kayaks with some of the kids. Then you're waving and looking at me and saying, "Hi, Jerry, remember me?" And quite honestly, I did not. So maybe we need to start right there.
Well, Jerry, you've been in our prayers and thoughts for the last 7 years. I was up here with two of my sons 7 years ago. You made such an impression on both of them sons that I could never forget your face. That's why I had to say hi as soon as I seen it.
Wow. Well, what a blessing. I can only say thank God. The opportunities to be in the boat with some folks. And there was three of you, and one in a boat doesn't work real well. So apparently I kind of forced myself onto you guys for the whole 5 days you were here. Even got you onto some lake trout, which was just something in those days I was learning to catch and still am.
Yeah, went with my oldest son, which was, he had been a guide out west, and this was kind of in his blood, this fishing and hunting, so it just was, I think, God's hand in it that put you two in the same boat, and you guys just had a great time together.
Well, quite a blessing again, and honored that I had the opportunity to be able to be with you guys. Now, Gail, this was something that you got for your husband, Len, and the boys, and was it maybe something like a Christmas gift? Why don't you share what took place and how you heard about all of this?
Okay. I heard about this from a Christian radio station, and first of all, I was looking for a special Father's Day gift. I wanted Len to spent some time with his sons, and we have three sons that we raised, and they were at the point where they had smaller children, and I thought, well, this would be a time they could get away together and kind of reunite. And we had two sons that didn't know Christ at the time, grew up in a Christian home. We always went to church, and our oldest boy, we knew he knew Jesus. And so I thought this was an opportunity Len could spend time with his boys. So this was a special Father's Day gift for them.
Well, that's exciting to hear. Now, the 5 day events that we do with Arnie and Dee, where Cindy and I are here, and folks, there are events going on throughout the spring and summer into the fall. So you can look at God's Great Outdoors Radio's website, and there you can see the different dates and find out and get a number to call them. But what was it as you listened on the radio station that attracted you to the fact that this might be perfect for your husband and boys?
Well, the fact that the program was titled God's Great Outdoors, so I knew being here for them, God would be in it for sure, and weren't really too excited about the church setting, especially the two sons that didn't know Jesus And so I thought up here they could be with other men. It was for a men's retreat and with their dad and have a special time here.
Well, that's important that in listening to the title of the program that we do, God's Great Outdoors, but at the same time, the content, we're always trying to lift up our Creator, Lord, God, and Savior, and give Him the glory and the credit for everything that's made. Nothing happens by accident. And certainly, I'm going to say it wasn't an accident that we got into those lake trout, could see them on the fish finder, and we had to keep working to get down to them because they were down there, but we eventually got them. And I'm sure Lynn taking them home, maybe you fried them up, maybe you grilled them, could have baked them. They smell so good as Gail's fixing them. And that's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Folks, send in your recipes and how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants you harvest. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of activity it is you like to do, and we'll give you a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights. Hey, we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, again at Rushing Wind Retreat Center, Ontario, Canada, just about an hour plus above International Falls, Minnesota. You hop on float planes and come out here, and it's an event for men, couples, ladies come. Lots of kids. We've had a bunch of them here in the last 15 days that Cindy and I have been here. And with Lynn and Gail Marcotte. Lynn, you're bringing the boys. Why don't you explain a little bit of the details of that trip and maybe the thoughts that you had as you came up here because of this gift that your wife gave you on Father's Day?
Well, Jerry, I guess, like my wife said, I was maybe a little skeptical, too, because two of the boys had not accepted Christ in their life yet, and I didn't know. I kind of thought maybe they might be a little uncomfortable in the setting, so I was keeping a close eye on their reactions and things. But there's two things that really stick out to me, and I know it did to my boys, too, at Rushing Wind. One thing is the quietness, the silence. Silence in anybody's life lets you self-examine yourself. And I know this went on in my boys' life, the two that didn't accept Christ yet. Some people call it pondering. Some people call it meditating. But that self-examination is going to bring one of two things. It's going to bring either faith or it's going to bring repentance in your life. And in this case, it brought repentance to my two boys. One night was set aside for testimonies, and I knew that the one boy that had not accepted Christ was going to be a little uneasy. He started squirming when Arnie called his name. But when he got up and gave his testimony, he just said, "I want to be like my older brother. You can't pay. You can't put a price on that. It's priceless." And it was done because God's hand is up here helping. And another thing is the fellowship. This stuck out to all my sons. Now that we got my third son here that accepted Christ, we can see this in his life, this fellowship that they can have with these people that they didn't know even existed in the world. Between Christians, a lot of people think that Christians are left out of so many things, but it's such a joy to see the joy and the fellowship that we enjoy as Christians at Rushing Wind.
Well, that says a lot, and certainly is something for our listeners to be thinking about. And who would they bring if they could that needs to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Getting away, no cell phones. You can't use your cell phones here. So you're not going to be doing any texting or tweeting or any of that other stuff. Really, I think there's a very limited one little radio station that you occasionally get weather on. So you're a disconnect. And that is so important. Gail, your husband Len mentioned the son that's with you now and his wife, your daughter-in-law. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about them being here and what transpired in their life?
Well, after the two sons and my husband Len came to Rushing Wind 7 years ago, and all the stories and the pictures and just hearing them talk about their experience here and seeing the change in their lives as well, our youngest son, Lonnie, approached us as well and said, "Mom, we would like to go now up to Rushing Wind." And so that's why we're here this week, and they're just having a wonderful time. And they have grown spiritually as well, and we're just enjoying being here as well, being refreshed, encouraged, and meeting new people. And, of course, enjoying all the fishing. It's wonderful.
Well, certainly, it's been a beautiful, beautiful 15 days. I think we had one day of rain in that period of time and a sprinkle. So God has blessed with the weather, the fish, all kinds of wildlife. Really neat things have taken place. But I would say, for me, hearing that we, God's Great Outdoors, was able to have a little bit of an impact in your lives is marvelous, and I just thank God for that. And we're going to hear a little bit more. We need to take one more break, and we'll be back.
For 23 years now, this radio broadcast and the ministry of God's Great Outdoors has been made possible because of financial help from people like you, our listeners. And the Lord only knows who together we have helped.
Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and their all-new 2020 VXR compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Are you passionate about the sport of fishing? Does your fishing have a greater purpose than just catching fish? Hello, my name is Trevor Rubel. I am the executive director of Hook for Life Ministries. Hook for Life is a ministry devoted to sharing Jesus Christ with children and families through the sport of fishing. Hook for Life is helping Christian anglers use their passion for fishing to start their own church-based fishing ministry. To learn how to start a fishing ministry in your church, drop us a line at hookedforlife.org or call 540-819-0266.
Now's the time to begin casting out to the unsafe fishermen all around us. The Christian Anglers Association has a free devotional booklet for fishermen to help you answer God's higher calling to be fishers of men in the sea of humanity. For your free devotional booklet and membership information, write to the Christian Anglers Association, P.O. Box 142, Silver Lake, Minnesota 55381, or catch their website at www.rockdove.com/CAA.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, again, Rushing Wind Retreat Center, and up here for the 3 5-day events that we do in June every year. Love to have you come during that period of time. The couples retreats fill fast, so certainly if you want to look at that, and if you're the first one that signs up and you want the honeymoon cabin up on the hill, you can have that. But don't wait, you need to move. And the men coming in, fathers, sons, all kinds of things have taken place. In fact, I remember 1 year we had a grandfather who sold his fishing boat to bring his two grandsons here, and both those boys prayed to receive Christ. So the reward of what can you do with a boat for eternity when you have your grandsons in heaven, that boat's going to be long gone by then. Right now, again, with Len and Gail Marcotte. And Len, the fact that your son is here, wanted to come, maybe there's something that you could reflect on to some people that are listening right now And they're thinking, I wonder if we really should do something like that. I mean, R&D have this in a price range that is, they're not making money. It is to allow you to bring somebody up and pay their way. And we've seen that done many, many times. Families coming, then bringing relatives, and then them bringing more relatives and so on. If there's something you could say to somebody that's listening right now that's thinking, should I even contact? That's the first thing, is find out about Rushing Wind Retreat Center and how it could affect someone in their life.
Well, Jerry, I guess I can speak on my wife's behalf. When she had called Arnie for the first time and talked to him on the phone after she got done with her conversation, she said, oh my gosh, she said, it sounds like I knew this man for my whole life. This is Arnie and Dee Wolf. They do such a fantastic job up here, Arnie organizing the trips and the equipment and maintenance and things, and I just such a joy to see Dee and all the people that pitch in to get everything accomplished. Me and my wife had just recently retired like 18 months ago, and I was just talking to Arnie, maybe something in the future that we could help with, and because we would like to help on missions, and there's all these possibilities that if you wanted to pitch in up here, the original price that we looked at a flying fishing trip up here, like Jerry mentioned, is it's only like a third of a regular commercial flying fishing trip. They just want to, it's kind of a non-profit organization just to help glorify God and increase their kingdom and meet the needs of people like us that were looking for a little something to boost our sons into accepting Christ in their life. And this is what accomplished in our life.
Well, thanks on that. And Gail, I think you had something that you wanted to maybe add there when it comes to what took place, how it blessed you and maybe squeezed your heart. You set out, let's say, a goal to change lives and draw the boys closer to their dad on Father's Day. And it sounds like that was a little successful here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as moms, we do whatever we can. And I just feel that God was telling me this, pulling on my heart and saying, you know, we need to do something to help our sons receive Christ. And they've grown up in a Christian home, but as you know, children, as they get older and leave home, they take their own way. And our second son that came the first trip in 2011, he was single at that time, and he always knew he wanted to find someone, raise a family. And after he came home from this trip, he turned his life around, and he accepted Christ at that time. He started looking in all the right places for his wife, and he found a wonderful gal. We are so blessed by her, and they've been married 3 years now, and they have a little girl and another one on the way. And Lonnie as well, his family, he has grown so in his faith as well, and we all go to the same church, and that has been a blessing for us as well.
Wow. Well, certainly something for those that are listening to be considering and contemplating the fact that maybe there's a veteran or a family with a veteran that's struggling. They do a veterans event every year in August here, doing something with some special challenged youth as well. There's a number of different camps that are available, but the fact that you could bring someone that you love and you desperately want to have them connect with the Creator God in the creation, and probably the first step is just get a hold of Arnie and Dee Wolf and find out if Len's right. Is he really, like his wife said, somebody that sounds like you've always known? I think you'll be blessed with that initial contact, and certainly blessed to hear the great report from you guys, and appreciate so much your willingness to share with all the listeners. Gail, I can tell you were nervous, but you did super.
And our oldest son, Landon, who was here also with the first trip, they have four boys, and they are going into the mission field now with their whole family. That's been a blessing as well, but it's going to be hard for us to see them leave. They'll be moving to Libby, Montana, doing some training there, and after their training, they'll be going out into the mission field. They will go where the Lord leads them.
Well, certainly something to be praying about. You were nervous, it was clear. You came through it, Gail, in flying colors, and thank you for your willingness to share with all the listeners on God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you, Jerry. You're a blessing.
And you too, Len. Thanks for sharing with everybody about what happened just simply through a Father's Day gift and a fishing trip.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jerry. I just want one thing to add. We're such a proud mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. Every Sunday morning, we fill two full rows in our church. And it's just, when I look down them rows, it's such a blessing. And a lot of it was through this experience.
Well, praise the Lord. And I'm looking forward to next year and seeing who you're going to bring along with you to this trip. So certainly food for thought for those that are listening as well. Thanks so much for being here on God's Great Outdoors. Now, friends, you can go to our website, God's Great Outdoors website. That's ggoutdoors.org. Click onto the events page and pan down a little bit. You'll come to the Fishers of Men Couples Retreats. You can look at the details there. You can click on and look at photos of what the food, the lodging, the fishing, the creation that you're going to be enjoying, the speakers, peeks into the facilities, so it won't be a surprise for you. And it might help you to be able to get that person, friend, relative, spouse, whatever the case might be, to come up to Rushing Wind and have the time of their life, come to finally meet the Creator God and the creation they love spending time in. Here's the letter that was sent to Cindy and I at our home office here at God's Great Outdoors. Can you please send information when your fishing trips are so that I can get my husband to say yes to come to one of these couples retreats? I love your radio program and all the God-filled people who speak on your programs. God's blessings on your ministry. We appreciate that. And friends, it's right there on our website, ggoutdoors.org. And you can, again, view photos and get a feel for what you're going to be experiencing when you can get that individual that you care about so much and love and want to have them come to this adventure. You can contact Arnie and Dee Wolf to make reservations and to ask more questions. Start praying about who it is that you're going to wind up asking to come. Maybe a couple of you getting together, pay the way of an unsaved, a friend or relative. They'll have no excuses not to come at that point, and who knows what God's going to do in their life. Cindy and I are anticipating seeing you at Rushing Wind in June. We're looking forward to it. Now don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a One That Got Away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. Al Lindner and his brother Ron, co-founders of InFisherman, dispensing information to fishermen worldwide. Several years ago, Al was shooting a commercial for a well-known fishing line manufacturer. The TV spot would have Al leaning over a branch and pulling this big bass out of heavy cover, saying, "I can't believe a line this thin can be this strong." Al begins that it was a late autumn shoot, and they had brought in the full New York TV crew to shoot just a 30-second commercial. The bass boat was next to a dead tree they had selected for the scene. I leaned out of the boat, over the branch, in ready to pull the fish out of the heavy cover with the line in hand. The director gave the crew word to begin filming. As the cameras rolled, the limb that Al was leaning on over the water broke, sending him plunging into the frigid water. As Al emerged, soaking wet, he had his bass in hand. And being the true professional that he is, he delivered his lines and then started laughing. At this point, the director asked the cameraman, "Did you get that?" To which he replied, "You bet." So the director, satisfied with the footage, yelled, "That's a take. Let's go home." That commercial was one of the funniest misadventures you will ever see, and it all just happened. This commercial was used for many years. It was that good. Anyone watching it was unaware that it was totally unrehearsed. It did go on and actually win a national award. Now, Al Lindner may have laughed at that situation that he found himself in that day, but one thing Al does not take as a joke is his position with God and knowing that he has eternal life in Jesus Christ. You can be sure of your position, too. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner called The End of the Line, call, write, or email us here at God's Great Outdoors.
Should man hunt? What does the Bible say? From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay for people to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. So we've taken scripture verses that deal with this topic and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. For a free copy, contact us right away. This tool will help to share scriptures with those sportsmen needing to know their Creator God. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
If you have a question on something related to the outdoors, drop us a note
and perhaps we can address the topic, write to God's Great Outdoors, 8193 Emmerich Road, West Milton, Ohio, 45383.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.